When things go wrong, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday's collapse of that bridge in Minneapolis is one of those cases where, even though everything was done by the book, it wasn't enough. Because this bridge wasn't just inspected. It was at the center of a University of Minnesota research project on bridge stress, published in 2001. Engineers connected strain gauges to it and measured the vibrations as test trucks rumbled across the bridge deck. They developed detailed computer models to be able to project the stresses on other bridges, and concluded that even though there were clear stress points in the bridge, as long as there weren't too many trucks using it, metal fatigue shouldn't be a problem, and the high cost of replacing the 40-year-old bridge could be deferred. All that research, and yet
the whole thing just collapsed and it just buckled up.
What it shows is that sometimes, even when you think you're doing everything you should, even when you think you're taking every precaution, unpredictable things still happen. And when they do, thank goodness there are the firefighters, the police, the divers, the rescue workers.
Within like 2 minutes, paramedics and fire trucks started showing up, and rescue teams were on the scene like almost immediately.
The Red Cross.
We housed the 60 kids from the school bus and gave them comfort.
The ordinary people who instinctively know what they have to do.
And then we stopped and the bus was sliding, and then I jumped to the back, unlocked the back door, and started getting kids off.
And of course, the miracles.
One lady fell at least 50 feet down to the bottom. The bridge, when the bridge collapsed, she has not a scratch on her.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.